WFXX,
your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
It is a feeling fine, fantastic, fabulous Friday edition of Let's Talk. And it rolls your way now on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Morning.
Oh, it is a nice Friday. Now, will it rain again today? Maybe.
Quite likely.
Just a little bit. All right.
Quite likely.
Possibly. But actually, today.
Overall looking good.
Today's looking like the best day we're going to see in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We just went through a stretch like that. And I took a walk through my yard this morning, like, oh, splish, splish, splish. Like, oh, great. When am I going to, my lawn's starting to look like a hayfield again. I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm not alone. Okay. I'm not alone. All right. We have an open line program. Oh, so many things to talk about today. Fun things, serious things, national things, local things, your things. Let's mention the phone number here. 814-954-7266.
That's right.
814-954-7266 before the big guy hits the road here.
Out of here.
Okay.
Forget about it.
I've got a news story for you that you need to pay attention to, but let me hold off on that.
Oh, boy.
This is just for you. But not, we're gonna wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're gonna wait. All right, now folks, you know what today is. All right, now yesterday was a holiday. All right, Juneteenth. Today, it's a holiday, but there's nothing closed. Okay. We have a calendar on the wall. Is it on that calendar? I think it is. Yes. Today is the first day of summer.
As
far as the calendar is concerned.
Hello, summer.
Okay, the first day of summer was like 3 weeks ago or something like that, right? Okay. If you are into science, remember science from school?
I don't remember it. What is this?
Why am I not surprised?
I remember gym, lunch, and recess. So now, what's this science that you're talking about?
You had recess in high school?
Well, that would have been very, very
I was going
nice,
to say.
Absolutely.
Wow, I didn't know State High had recess back then.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. I'm not going there. You know, the tilt of the earth and all that, you know, stuff like geography, geology, all those other low G's or whatever. You know, the earth tilts back and forth. That's what gives us our seasons. And so today is the day where, right, the earth's been kind of tilting toward the northern hemisphere. Today is the day, I don't know where this guy lives, he must be underground, he's going to hit the brakes. He's going to hit the brakes on the earth, and it's going to stop its tilt. And then ever so slowly, it's going to start tilting in the other direction. All right? We call that summer.
Uh-huh.
All right? With all, you know, that we, I haven't added up the hours. How many hours of daylight did we have or will we have today? All right? Now, at least at my house, there's plenty of light in the sky well before 6 a.m. and after 9 p.m. Or no, sunset, I think, is at like 8:45. I think sunset is around 8:45. So this is either today or tomorrow is the longest day of the year. Longest day meaning amount of sunlight. Now, it's amazing. They have figured this down to the minute. The summer solstice is when everything just kind of stops and then starts moving back the other direction. Let's play our favorite game quiz, the Iron Head. What time today will be the official summer solstice? What time today? The official summer solstice. They have this down to the minute.
No idea. 1:23 p.m.
Wrong.
8:22 a.m.
Wrong.
9:16 p.m.
Okay, you're getting warmer. In other words, it's going to be after it's dark, which is kind of weird because we think, well, this is a day thing. Well, no, it's actually 10:42 p.m. Eastern time tonight. So if you're awake, maybe set your alarm for 10:42 p.m. tonight, That's the official summer solstice right there.
Hello, summer!
That's when the guy hits the brakes on the earth. It stops tilting, and then it starts going the other way. Now, on the good side, hey, summer, yay! On the bad side, from here on out, well, after 10:42 p.m. tonight, from here on out, the days start getting shorter. Now, if you want to be a Debbie Downer, that's the way you look at it, okay? And then it goes to December 20th or December 21st. That's when everything switches to the south. Okay, summer solstice, there we go. I don't know, go out and do a dance. I've never been one, you know, go to Stonehenge or something and do a something and have a good time. Now, we've been warning you all week, and hopefully you already know this, all right? Got to be hot next week. We're talking H-O-T hot. Good old-fashioned hot wave or heat wave hot. All right. National Weather Service has already put out an extreme heat watch. Not a warning. Might turn into a warning. Extreme heat watch. It's supposed to run from Sunday morning to Wednesday night. Now that's 4 days of heat watch. All right, Mr. Vacation Boy, wherever you're going, are they? I assume it's going to be just as hot
it's
where you're going.
It's going to be very hot and very humid.
All right, but you're going to be next to an ocean, so
this
you can
is true.
Jump in the ocean, splash around, have a good time.
That is correct.
Okay, so we're looking at probably days in the low to mid 90s, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then allegedly, I guess on Thursday, it's all going to break. We'll probably have a storm front go through. Boom. All right. Now, you're
give
away.
Give us a break.
Our friend Joe Bastardi is going to join me on Monday, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we'll be talking more with our friend Joe Bastardi from WeatherBell.com on Monday's show. So stay tuned for that. We've been saying it all week, folks. Again, if you have a house without air conditioning, if you have, you know, health issues, If you know a neighbor or a relative or a friend that has this, please prepare in advance. Don't just wait till it all shows up and then, you know, no. All right. We've been warning all week. Please prepare in advance for this gig. All right. Days here in the mid 90s. Yes. With the humidity ridiculous, it's going to be oppressive. Sunday, at least Sunday through Wednesday next week. So prepare in advance. If you need some help, reach out to, you know, a relative, friend, somebody. Let's not, you know, have any situations where somebody, you know, suffers from this thing next week. Got to be careful there. Talking movies. All right. Now, I mentioned this briefly yesterday. If you're looking for something to do tonight.
You know, I'm looking for something to do tonight.
No, you're not. You're going on vacation.
Anybody help us out?
You're going to be driving or something, right?
No, that's during the day.
For other people.
Tonight I'm talking about.
Family fun. All right. State College Borough is sponsoring this, but as far as I know, anybody can come. You don't just have to be from the borough. They're doing Movies Under the Stars tonight. That sounds like fun. Sid Friedman Park. The movie will start at dusk. Now, again, I guess at 9 o'clock, roughly, all right? Sunset, I think, is around 8:45. Free admission, free, it says here, free popcorn. Hey, oh, you got me at free popcorn.
Heck
okay.
Yeah.
Tonight, they're doing Space Jam, the original, with Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny and all his pals. Funny movie. All right, nice family movie. Looks like the weather will cooperate. It's not going to another, like last night, a storm. What time did that storm hit my house last night? Shoot, I can't remember what time that was. It only lasted about 15 minutes, but in that 15-minute stretch, the power in my house blinked on and off at least 5 times, which was really annoying because when the power blinks off, boop, there goes the television. Boop, there goes the internet. I'm like, ah. So I'm sitting there with my dog like, you want to do something? We're not going outside. No, we're not doing that. So that looks like a fun movie tonight. Space Jam with Michael Jordan, Bugs Bunny and friends. Sid Friedman Park at dusk. Free, apparently. So, hey, that sounds like fun. Now, did you know this? Today, this is another big thing for today.
Oh.
This is hard to, gosh, I'm getting old. Today is the 50th anniversary of Jaws. Hard you believe that? 50 years ago today is when Jaws came out. I was doing a little reading and kind of research on this. Jaws, I'm trying to think of movies before Jaws. You know, every year we have, we're on the lookout for the summer blockbuster movie or movies. Okay. Jaws is seen essentially as the first summer blockbuster movie. Now, folks, we had movies before Jaws, of course, but I guess I'd have to look back. I'm not a movie historian. When were movies released? Were they intentionally released with summer? All right, now Jaws, if you hopefully have seen the picture, all right, it's about summertime, and it's about a shark, and it's about, yuck, and it's about a boat, and it's, it's like Moby Dick. All right, we've got to get the white whale. In this case, we've got to get the great white shark.
Going to need a bigger boat.
And it came out on the first day of summer. And it was a huge hit. Some guy named Steven Spielberg, maybe you've heard of him, he came out with the movie. I did not really realize this. He directed this movie. He was only 28 years old. All right, Spielberg was only 28 when he came out with Jaws. The original budget for the movie was only $3 million. Now, it turns out they went over budget. It took them an extra 2 months to finish the movie. So, figure it was about a $10 million budget. But that summer, now keep in mind, this is 50 years ago. That summer, the Jaws movie pulled in $100 million. So, you spend 10, you get 100. Good deal, right? Since then, somebody has done the math. And inflation adjusted and all that sort of thing. Jaws has pulled in $1.5 billion. This is the original Jaws, not all the ones that came after it. Wow. Okay. I remember now, they don't have it there anymore. I've been to Orlando a number of times. And the Universal theme park, Universal Studios theme park down there is great. If you've never been there, it's amazing. Now it's multiple parks. But back in the day, it was a park. All right. And I remember going there, having a good time. And sort of in the, I guess, the rear corner of the park was an area dedicated to Jaws. And it looked like a seaside community. And, of course, they had food stands selling seafood and fish sandwiches and stuff like that. And they had a ride where you would get in a boat, like a whole bunch of people would get in a boat, and there would be a tour guide in the boat being goofy, all right, doing goofy stuff. And this boat would go out into, the ocean, which was just a big, giant pool. And, yes, at some point your boat's going along and the goofy tour guide is doing his spiel, and here comes the shark. By the way, the shark had a name. All right, they called the shark Bruce. Did you know that? There's a little trivia. Bruce the shark. And actually, it wasn't Bruce the shark. Bruce was three sharks. All right, they had these three, what's the fancy term, animatronic sharks. These were machines that looked like sharks. Now, if you watch the movie, and maybe a lot of people will probably do that this weekend. Watch the movie. When the shark emerges, when he comes out, okay, take a good close look at the shark. If you've seen the movie enough times, it's like, oh, that's a machine. I mean, he looks like a machine. He looks fake.
What are you talking about?
But 50 years ago, he looked real. All right. Now, if you've never seen Jaws before, when the shark comes out of the water, you will like, you will jump back. You will. So on this ride, you're in this boat, and all of a sudden, here's Bruce. Rah! He comes up out of the water. Rah! Big teeth. And everybody's, or some people like snap, 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 taking pictures and all that sort of thing. They don't have that there at Universal anymore, which is a shame. I thought it was cool. All right. Now they've got digital this, that, and the other thing. Whatever. Okay. But that was kind of cool. All right. Bruce the shark. Jaws is 50 years old. Unbelievable. Oh, I feel old. Oh, man. Here's a quick note for tomorrow. All right, free plug for our friends from the Center County Refuse Recycling Authority. They're doing another free shredding event tomorrow morning. So if you have a lot of old paperwork, and which I do, I will be there tomorrow at some point. Uh-huh. I've got boxes of old stuff. I'm like, why am I holding on to this crap? I don't need it. It's like 15, 20-year-old files and stuff. I don't need this.
I hope your stuff isn't listening this morning. That's just her.
Well, it's in the basement, so it's probably not listening. All right. You can get free shredding. And this is, again, I'm not sure exactly why state elected officials have to sponsor this, but there it is. This is sponsored by Representative Kerry Benninghoff and Senator Chris Dush. Okay. As far as I know, I don't think you have to register. I think you just have to show up. This is tomorrow morning from 8 to 11 a.m. All right? So you load up your vehicle with old, remember, this is paper stuff now, all right? Not junk. This is paper, shredding paper. Tomorrow morning from 8 to 11, go to the dump.
The dump.
The dump, which is close to just down the road from the Nittany Mall. And you pretty much pull in, follow the signs, follow the directions. If I'm correct, you probably don't even have to get out of your vehicle. That at some point you're going to pull up to a certain place. Somebody, I think, comes out to your vehicle and they will unload it for you. So they will have people there to help you. And then you leave. And then you have a lot less junk, like paper junk. So this is tomorrow morning, 8 to 11 a.m. at the dump. All right, there we go.
Make
all right. All right, here's a story just for you.
Okay.
This is a New York Times story this week. All right. I'm just going to read the headline.
Oh boy.
The headline is going to the bathroom just in case bad for you.
Oh boy. Well, it's not really just in case in my case.
The subheadline, does proactive peeing affect your bladder health? This is the New York Times, folks.
Yeah. Okay. And what do they say? I am a little
curious.
Well,
I didn't go any further than that.
I didn't go any further.
Know.
Curious
okay.
minds need to know.
But apparently, the whole purpose of the story is to say maybe, but they call it proactive peeing. Okay. Apparently, they think maybe that's not necessarily a good thing. All right. If you're heading to the restroom rather often, I mean, right off the bat, that tells you, okay, maybe I've got a problem here. If I'm going to the restroom or bathroom.
Oh, we got a problem.
too frequently.
We're going to have a bigger problem if I don't get to the urinal.
I was going to say, now you have a long drive, right? You have a long drive.
We have a long drive.
And you're going to make some stops.
We will definitely be making some stops.
Not at bushes. You're not going to go behind a bush.
Well, you never know. Hopefully not, but you never know. Can't rule out that possibility. Possibility right here.
Okay. Don't take pictures, all right? So if you are making a similar long trip, all right, New York Times is going to the bathroom just in case bad for you. Huh. Okay. let's see. What else do we have here very quickly? It's amazing. Okay. We haven't done this in a while. It's interesting what causes a controversy. All right. Some people get wound up over the smallest things. Now, yes, we'll do a little political talk later because we know you people love that stuff. Yes, you do. I guess it was this week. Donald Trump, love him or hate him, installed a 100-foot flagpole at the White House.
That's right.
Now, this is a big 100 feet. This is a big flagpole with a big flag. Now, there are, you know, if you do a web search for the White House, it'll, you know, show you a picture. You'll see a small American flag, one or more than one, flying from the roof of the White House. Well, that apparently was not enough for Mr. Trump. So he has installed a 100-foot flagpole. So that's a big, tall flagpole with a big flag on it. And they kind of introduced it, you know, the other day. And some people are not happy because Donald Trump put up a 100-foot flagpole on the White House lawn, right in front, you know, front lawn. Some people are not happy about the big flagpole.
I can't believe there's anybody not thrilled with something Donald Trump did.
you're genuinely shocked.
Son of a
all
God.
Right. I mean, folks, there are plenty of things to, I don't know, argue about or dispute or debate and so on. 100-foot flagpole should not be one of them. All right? It's a flagpole. And it has one flag on it. the United States of America flag.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't know. Maybe some of these folks, they want multiple flags. No, it's got one flag on it. That's it. That's the flag that represents all of us. Somehow some of you don't believe that, but it's true. The rest of us believe it. We know it. So why are people getting angry about a flagpole? There's plenty of other things to get angry about. Like genuinely, okay, yeah, I got an issue with this. Flagpole? Okay, it's interesting what makes a controversy. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break. We got some sports in yesterday. Hope we got some sports in. So we'll have our sports segment. And then later on, we'll have open line time, plenty of things to talk about, local, national, international, should we do this, should we not do that, and we'll take your calls, of course. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox for a Friday, and we will come back with more after this.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. The Fox.
Summer Splash is in the books for 2025. Frank Van Deck was a winner of a beautiful barbecue grill supplied by Pam and Fisher's Market. Along with the barbecue grill, Frank also won a $100 gift card from Giant in Belfont. In addition, we had six other winners of great prizes during Summer Splash from throughout the area. Remember, as Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, we want to make summertime fun. Fun in the sun. All summer long with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free.
Call DebtFix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Awesome open phone time coming up a bit later this very hour. We take a check of the sports scene from yesterday and throughout all of the land. Penn State women's volleyball continuing to impress after impressing on the court last year. They are impressing on the recruiting trail this offseason. Class of 2027 prospect, Olivia Henry, announcing that she is committing to the Nittany Lions. She made the announcement on Instagram. She is rated as the number 2 overall player in the country in the class of 2027. She is the top ranked outside right side hitter in that class. That according to Prep Dig. Henry attends IMG Academy in Florida, and she becomes the third prospect to announce a commitment to Katie Schumacher Colley's 2027 class. Najari Crooks and Taylor Harrington earlier announced their intentions to attend Penn State. Pitcher Kyle Emmons has signed for the Nittany Lion baseball team. He is transferring to the Nittany Lions from Towson University. He has 2 years of eligibility remaining in 19 appearances for Towson last year. He gave up 20 hits and had 27 strikeouts through his 2 seasons with Towson. Emmons had 32 appearances, giving up 33 hits and recording 43 strikeouts. He had a 3.67 earned run average in the 2025 season. Emmons, the 35th overall player out of Maryland and the 12th ranked right-handed pitcher the state when he entered college. Penn State women's soccer alumna and U.S. under 17 women's youth national team head coach Katie Schopfer has announced that incoming Penn State freshman defender Marley Raymond will be participating in the upcoming June camp and a pair of friendlies against Japan. The U.S. Soccer Federation making that announcement yesterday. Raymond will be joining Penn State in the fall. She is a reclassified member of the original 2026 signing class for the Nittany Lions. She comes from Cumming, Georgia, and is expected, again, to step in and be an impact player for Penn State in the fall. She is a decorated member of the United States Youth National Team in various capacities over the last couple of years, including all kinds of accolades at the high school level. She's been a part of the U.S. Youth National Team in the under 15, under 16, under 17, and under 20 levels already in her career. She is the latest member of the roster in the fall to earn national team recognition. She is one of 8 now to secure collegiate talent ID, under 17, under 18, under 19, or under 20 selections in this year. The State College Spikes last night, defeating the Scrappers 5-3 at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Roman Kimball getting the victory. He went three scoreless innings, did not give up a hit, and recorded four strikeouts. That's what we call a quality start. Also, for State College, Landon Johnson with a very good game offensively. He was 3-for-4 at the plate, had an RBI and a run scored. The beloved Spikes continue their action tonight. And it actually looks like we will have good
weather.
We're
going to do it, yeah.
Which is just surprising. It's not been the norm here. State College will take on Trenton. That'll be a 6:35 first pitch. And that will be at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Also, tomorrow night, fireworks following the scheduled 6:35 start. And kids can run the bases for free on Sunday. State College will wrap up the series with Trenton, and that will be a 6:35 start on Sunday evening as well, as the Spikes will wrap up that homestand. Also, the Pittsburgh Pirates ended up splitting a long doubleheader against the Tigers in Detroit yesterday. The Buccos dropped the first game 9-2. But bounced back, and after blowing a 4-0 lead and enduring a rain delay, the Buccos did pull out an 8-4 win in 10 innings to salvage the final game of the series. Paul Skeens again gets a no decision. Terrific start. They gave him a 4-0 lead, and then they blew it before rebounding and winning the game. Paul Skeens has an ERA under 2.
Oh, boy.
He is 4-6 on the season.
With an ERA under 2.
Thank you, Pirates offense.
Yikes.
Good God, what an embarrassment. The Pirates will host the Rangers at 6:40 tonight. Airtime on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox will be at 6:15. The Phillies beat the Marlins 2-1. Philadelphia moves into a tie atop the National League East standings with the New York Mets. Huh, I wonder when they meet again. Oh, that would be tonight. First of a three-game series at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia is slated for 7:15 tonight. Methinks there might be a couple of people at the ballpark to witness said series. There may be a little excitement surrounding that particular game tonight and the ensuing pair of games. The Mets, by the way, have lost six in a row. They've kind of taken turns being hot and cold, and now they meet, and we'll see how that shakes out. For those interested, the NBA Finals is moving to a decisive Game 7 in Oklahoma City on Sunday night. The Pacers last night at home rolling to a 108-91 victory to even the best of seven series at three games apiece. My understanding is they are just going to give the championship to whoever wins Sunday's game.
Yeah. Oh, really?
My understanding is they just said, you know what? Just Sunday, whoever wins it, just take the title. They're just going to give them the championship.
Just take it. All right.
If you're looking for a feud in baseball, you may want to look at this Dodgers-Padres matchup. Fernando Tatis got hit again, third time that he's been hit by the Dodgers. And the Padres, some think, may have responded, and it could have been intentionally hitting Shohei Ohtani. That sounds unlikely. I don't think that's the way baseball works. These two teams have a pretty long history of, shall we say, not really enjoying each other's company. Putting it mild.
Yes, that's mild.
So that's
mild.
That feud, I think, we are insured, will continue for a while longer. Unfortunately for the Mad Turtle, who has taken up the Padres as his team. The Dodgers are getting the better of it, and L.A. now with a 3.5 game lead over the Giants, and then it is now the Padres in third place, 5 games back, and the Diamondbacks are sitting there 8 games back. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you have the Colorado Rockies.
Wait a minute. Now, they've been on a winning streak this week.
They have been. They are 28.5 games out of first place.
And we're not out of June yet.
If you've not been paying attention, yes, we are not yet at the Independence Day
break or whatever.
Break of the summer, the mark of the summer. So the Rockies, again, if you missed that or you thought you heard it wrong, that would be 28.5 games. And yes, they've been winning some games lately. 28.5 games out of first place. That is what we like to say in the business. Not good.
Not good.
By comparison, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates, I mean, only 16 out.
Oh,
I mean, that's looking pretty darn good. It's, yeah, you know, sure, all about the right comparisons if you're a Pirates fan. Even the White Sox are 24.5 out already. Of course, they're behind the Tigers, who only took 2 of 3, couldn't complete the sweep against the mighty Pirates, thanks in large part to Paul Skeens, but Skeens will get no credit for it again.
Sorry.
Kind of ridiculous.
Well, my Orioles won last night in Tampa. They beat the Rays 4-1, so that implosion from Wednesday night hopefully was just a one-off. All right, just a one-off. Actually, I have to look. See, the Orioles are only 11 games out of first place.
There you go.
And I tell you what, 11 isn't crazy. It really isn't. Now, it helps that the Yankees have been kind of clunking along lately. It's interesting. The other four teams in the American League East, they're all over 500. Now, Boston is 39-37. Okay, that much. But my Birds are only 11 games out of first place. That's
there you
actually
go.
That's not bad. Yeah, your Buccos are 16.
They're not good.
Terribly sorry.
It's been a little bit of a rough season.
Terribly sorry.
Feels like at this point.
All right, now this is from here's something from last weekend, all right? Again, I still can't wrap my head around that we have an American Pope. The Pope is American.
It's wild.
I thought that would never, ever, ever, ever happen. And there it is, Pope Leo.
Donald Trump making things happen.
All right. Yeah, oh yeah, he had something to do with it. Yeah, okay, whatever, pal. He's from Chicago originally, from the south side of Chicago originally.
Uh-huh.
He has something the same as Coach Schumacher Cauley. They're both White Sox fans.
Oh yeah.
So he did a video, apparently, a recorded video that was played at the White Sox game. Now, this is last Saturday. This is almost a week ago. And somewhere, I don't have it in front of me, but I kind of printed out what he said. It's very, how would you say, it's very popish. All right.
Very popish.
Kind of religious.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he didn't say, go White Sox. You know, he didn't do anything like that because he's the Pope now. I guess if you're the Pope, you're not supposed to do that anymore. Like, go White Sox! Apparently he didn't do any of that. It's very popish. You know, very churchy. Alright? Well, maybe not that churchy, but there we go. So now the White Sox, of course, are now praying for a divine miracle. Because they were the league worst. No, they were baseball's worst last year. If it weren't for Colorado, they would probably be worst again this year. But hey, you got the Pope on your side? It's like, come on, you got some pull, right? You got some pull. doesn't work that way. And finally, the Florida Panthers, of course, have won the Stanley Cup. But again, good for them.
The Cup is enjoying this week.
I have never understood this.
Yeah.
Now, I've never, to my knowledge, I've never met the Stanley Cup. It's this big. I mean, it's huge. This thing is big.
The stories it can tell.
All right. If I'm thinking, you know, the last time the Penguins won the Cup a few years ago, there was Sidney Crosby, and he's hoisting the cup over his head.
Yeah.
And this thing is big. And I assume it's got some weight to it.
It does have some weight.
And the top of the trophy looks like a big bowl. Okay. And they etch, some guy etches the winners onto the, onto the side of the Stanley Cup. You know, they do that. But then after you win, you all go home. They have a parade, right? And then apparently the players get to get the Stanley Cup all by themselves like a day or for a night. And apparently you can essentially do whatever you want to do with it. So what did I say? Somebody dented the cup this week.
It's not the first time the cup has been dented.
Dented.
The record clearly shows.
What are these guys doing with the Stanley Cup?
In some cases, it may be best to just leave that question unanswered.
Alone. To my knowledge, I'm thinking the Lombardi Trophy, which is the NFL. I don't think they hand around the Lombardi Trophy for a day to every player on the team.
No, it doesn't have quite the same illustrious history. Yes.
But the cup, it's just Stanley Cup. It's like the stories the Stanley Cup could tell.
Oh, it is a scene, man.
I wonder if anybody's ever written a book about that. You know, Sidney Crosby did this with the cup. Evgeny Malkin did this with the cup. You know, that sort of stuff. And now these guys. Okay, what? Why would you do that? And there's only one cup, right? It's not like they have.
Well, over the years, it's not the same cup as there have been replacement cups. shall we say replacement trophies?
Gee, I wonder why.
But yes. I mean, basically, there's just the one that gets passed around. If you are looking for your football fix, dear football fans, tonight is your night.
Yes.
The Leser Lumber Football Classic rolls your way from Rogers Stadium in Belfont. That'll be a 7:00 kickoff tonight. There will be 12 Center County players suiting up for the North squad. This will be a North-South All-Star game featuring stars throughout Central Pennsylvania. Our live coverage tonight will get underway at 6:45 with Todd and Norm Brown right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. So, again, if you are looking for your football fix, we are here to help you out tonight. As the North and the South square off at Rogers Stadium in Belfont. Again, 6:45 will be the airtime. Our lineup today, Dan Patrick Show, follows this program at 10:00 at 12 noon. It'll be Joe Lidnoski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network. And then we will have from 2 to 3, back to Fox Sports with Colin Cowherd. Then from 3 to 4, it'll be the Keystone Kickoff Show with Jim Galante. Jed Donahue on the Pennsylvania Sports Network will roll your way from 4 to 6. And then again, 6:45 will be the airtime for the Leser Lumber Football Classic with the North taking on the South squad here on Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox, and Todd will keep you updated on the beloved Buccos.
Really?
As Why? They take on their...
is he a Pirates fan?
...series with the Rangers. He is a Buccos fan.
Oh, okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
But no Pirates coverage tonight due to our coverage of the Leser Lumber Football Classic. But again, we will keep you apprised of what is happening at PNC Park while we bring you the action from Rogers Stadium.
Of all the nights for a football game, they picked the perfect night.
They did indeed. Job well done.
That must have been the Pope. The Pope must have been involved.
Thank you, Pope.
Thank you, Pope.
Doing
all right.
Popish things.
All right. Anyway.
We appreciate it.
Just a word I made up. I don't know. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got open line time for the rest of the show. We have your calls. We have outrageous comments. We'll probably make somebody angry. Not intentionally. We never do that intentionally. Well, almost never. All right. Sometimes we let it slip.
Yeah.
And other stuff. So stay tuned. Get ready to jump on the phone if you want to. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll do all of that when we come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox.
It pays to listen to Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Just ask Scott Burkett of Belfont. Scott won a beautiful hot springs hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall during the 36th annual historic Belfont cruise. AJ Roberts asked Scott what he's going to do with his new summer toy.
I'm going to hook it up and I'm going to invite some friends.
All right, it's nice being a good friend, right?
That's it. I've already invited the owners to come on over. I will supply them with some adult beverages.
We want to thank all our great sponsors of Summer Splash. Fisher's Market, located at the Y in Milesburg. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Maxwell Equipment, located on Shiloh Road in State College. PAMP, located at 136 Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. And Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Be listening for your next opportunity of winning.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
98.7 The Fox. It's Let's Talk here on a Friday, a feeling fine, fantastic Friday edition. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone is available for your use. You can give us a ring at 814-954-7266.
All right, lots to go over on a pretty nice day. I might be able to actually mow tomorrow. Holy moly. Squish, squish, squish. I'll need water wings, but that's the way it goes. All right, a couple quick things. First off, folks, I'm preempting here, okay? Need your help, all right? Now, Vacation Boy is away next week.
All see right? ya.
Yeah. I get my chance next month. All right. There we go. Apparently, maybe there are a lot of other people doing the see ya next week.
Uh-huh.
Because right now, I only have a couple of guests for our shows next week, where normally we have a decent number. There are a lot of people that are unavailable next week. Is like next week National Vacation Week and you're taking it and I'm not? Is that the deal? So, folks, I'm going to need some phone calls next week. Otherwise, you're going to hear a whole lot of me. Ugh, I know. That's a fate worse than death. All right. So I'm still working. We'll see if we can, you know, get one or two more guests on, you know, various things and so on. But get ready with your phone calls next week. I think I'm going to need them. All right. Because I don't know. It's just now the week after that, full up. Got some great guests for that following week and then going into July. But next week is like the dead zone. Thanks, pal. All right. Yeah, he leaves me here with the dead zone.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
Now, for those of you that are on our 98.7 The Fox Insider Newsletter list, check your email for about 20 minutes ago or 15 minutes ago. Finally, yes, we've been slugs with this. My fault. All right. We haven't cut loose a newsletter in a while. Well, we finally cut one loose about 15 or 20 minutes ago. Hopefully it didn't go to your junk mail. Come on, fix that, would you? That's not a good thing. All right. You should never go to junk mail.
That's right.
You've got some great insights.
Yeah.
I labeled it family, sports, and perseverance.
Yeah.
So the Ironhead's got some great personal insights and some others. So read his piece if you get the newsletter. Mine, I'm just a muckraker. So, you know, I'm just out there making trouble. So you can read my piece. And then we have some other stuff in there as well. We have a survey. We always do a survey. And this is the International Incidents Survey. And essentially, we want you to take the survey if you get the newsletter. What would you do in these situations? And it's a simple, like, not multiple choice, but like pick an answer sort of thing. All right. So one of those is Israel and Iran. What would you do if you were in charge? Like if you were, I don't know, Donald Trump or you were the president or something like that, what would you do in that instance? So if you're a newsletter reader, please take, I don't know, 2 minutes and take the survey. There's only, I think, 4 questions. That's all there is. 4. This won't take you very long. And then, you know, the machine compiles answers, and sometime later on we'll reveal them and all that sort of stuff. If you're saying, hey, I wish I was part of that, well, okay, you can be. All you got to do is go to our website, 987thefox.info, scroll to the bottom where you can put in your email address. We will not share it, sell it, rent it. None of that stuff, all right? That's stupid. We're never going to do that, all right? I'm not going to do that. So it's only going to be for the newsletter. We'll add you to the list. And, in fact, if we get I'm the guy that watches this stuff. If we get a surge of new signups, like today or over the weekend, I'll probably resend the newsletter so that you get a chance to get the one that just got cut loose. All right? So, but you got to go to 987thefox.info, scroll to the bottom, look for the area about the newsletter, put in your email address, hit OK, you're in. That's all you got to do.
It's magic.
That's as easy as it gets.
That's
all right?
Pretty easy.
So hopefully, and we'll definitely make an effort to kick these out a little more frequently. I think the last one we sent was April. Curiously, it was around your other vacation.
Hey, what is going on?
Are you taking another vacation later this summer?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Maybe.
Vacation boy. Holy smokes. This guy's got a pile of vacation days. I got two. I got two. And one of those, no, it was two, because I got home at 3 o'clock in the morning. That was two.
All right.
Again, seriously, Israel or Iran? Now, yesterday, the news people were all, ooh, here it comes. Oh, boy, here it comes. Some of these national news people, I sit back and almost laugh at them. Because, first off, they don't, after all these years, they still don't get Donald Trump. They still don't get this guy. I think he is so obvious now. All right. Now, I started, you know, after this announcement, all right, yesterday, it's like, okay, we're going to bomb Iran. We're going to get involved. And Trump comes out through his spokesperson and says, well, we're going to wait 2 weeks and see what happens. Now, on the one side, let's see if you agree with me. On the one side of the coin, diplomacy. We want to get diplomacy going. We need to get Iranian people, Iranian representatives, and our representatives, and the idea is you're not going to build a nuclear bomb, and we're not going to let you do it, so why don't we talk, and you finally realize, Iran, you're never going to have a nuclear bomb, you shouldn't have one, so you need to give it up. We're going to quietly talk to you, and we're going to make a deal. Okay? And we're gonna do it in the next 2 weeks. Okay. Now, when I saw this blurb yesterday, my immediate thought, I caught myself, my immediate thought was, what? 2 weeks? Are you serious? Now, this war has only been going on, folks, for a week. Remember, it started the end of last week. All right, the Israelis did all their amazing things and took out a bunch of important people and bombed things and so on. Took out their planes, and they have complete air supremacy over Iran, which is unbelievably embarrassing for Iranians, their government. All right? Like, what happened to their air force? It's like totally gone. It's just gone. It's like that. Whoo, okay, very nice. So my first thought was 2 weeks. Then I thought, okay, think like Donald Trump. Now, for some of you, this could be dangerous.
Oh, boy.
Okay. My thought, okay, and we're going to go to one of my favorite places to go. We haven't been there in a while. Conspiracy Theory Land, one of my favorite theme parks. Conspiracy Theory Land. It's free entry, and once you get in, people go wild. All right, it's crazy. Woo, they go wild. Conspiracy Theory Land. Here's my conspiracy theory. Remember, I nailed the Biden one last year. Nailed it. My thought was Trump's like, okay, Israel's doing the dirty work. We really don't want to get involved. We really don't. Because what could that mean beyond just getting involved? Russia's not going to like it. China's not going to like it. I saw at least one story about cyber warfare, which, of course, you can do from halfway across the planet and mess up computers and take down electric grids and mess up other things just by banging on a keyboard. All right? This is not standard war anymore. That's old news. And some crackpot hacker in some basement in Tehran could do all sorts of bad things with his computer. Go figure. So my thought when Trump announced, okay, 2 weeks, let's see if we can talk about it. No. Conspiracy theory land. I think Trump was transmitting to Israel saying, okay, Israel, you got 2 weeks to finish the deal. So go finish the deal. I'll give you 2 weeks. All right? I mean, this war isn't stopping. The Israelis, they're serious about this. I think Trump and company gotten really very little to do with diplomacy. It was more Trump saying, all right, Israel, 2 weeks. Let's see what you can do. All right, Mr. Ironhead, am I crazy? What do you think? That's my conspiracy theory.
Well, you're crazy, but that's a separate discussion altogether.
Okay.
The thing that I think is, I think we want to do everything we can to prevent Iran from, and in particular this regime, but Iran in general from getting nuclear weapons. And again, I've been watching a lot of different coverage and reading different perspectives on this. And I think there's a lot of wide-ranging views that are reasonably backed up by legitimate arguments. I think we need to do everything we can. However we can, and you know, whether it's direct involvement or not, I understand the pleas to keep the United States out of direct, quote-unquote, involvement. If Israel can get those underground, or what we think at least is one underground. And it does seem like our intel, or Israel's intel, is pretty spot on here, at least with what we're being told, what we're being informed of. Now, is it possible we're not being informed of everything? Of course. You know, you can only rely on the information as far as you're getting it and as far as we can verify it, which is everyday citizens leading our busy lives is pretty minimal. We're relying on other folks to be accurate in their assessment. But the one of the counterpoints is, well, listen, I mean, you're not going to prevent Iran, even if you destroy everything here. The knowledge, the understanding is still there. And yes, you could set them back quite a while, but they can start putting it back together and figuring it out. But it takes a long while. And it does seem to me, again, if the reports we are getting are accurate, that Israel has eliminated a lot of the folks who had the know-how here in Iran. Now, can others piece some things together? And I'm sure there's some paperwork left behind and all of that. The people that were largely in charge of figuring this out and how to do it, they largely are no longer with us. And if you can wipe out this other facility, if that is the last remaining facility that is on the brink, and I know there are people that don't even believe, and this is where there are people that do not believe Iran is anywhere near as close as what Israel and the United States are saying to procuring nuclear weapons. Israel is saying, like, we may have been days, certainly weeks away. I've read some pieces, they're like, that's just complete balderdash. This is just like when the U.S. said Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. They work up our fears, and they do everything they can to feed into it, and there's a sense of urgency, and then we get into these everlasting wars. And in fairness, this is why I keep saying it does matter. Going back to the pandemic, could we have a situation in the future where, by God, we really do need to stay away from each other and we're not going to heed the advice because this is the problem with the boy cried wolf. Like, you need to give us accurate information, as accurate as you can. Now, whether or not Bush and company were accurate as best they could be at the time. Again, there's still people all over the place on that. We had intel that, and they truly believed it. Others believed that Bush and company were just making it up so that they had the excuse to go in. And again, because of that and because of the way that played out, now you have people saying that they're just not buying the idea that Iran is as close as Israel and the United States are saying in terms of actually having usable nuclear weapons. So you start there. Well, if you don't believe that, then yeah, there's no sense of urgency here, and this does seem like a little overkill, literally, in the way we're going about it. If you believe, and I do, I don't know whether they were days away, weeks away, but I think they were getting very close. They have been at this for a very long time. They had a lot of people, very smart people, working on this. I think, unfortunately, because of some of the agreements we had in place with them, we made it easier for them to move in this direction. And again, I don't want to get involved in regime change. I want to get the capability as removed as we can. And I get that. I understand the argument that, you're not eliminating that, they'll never have it. Fine. I think we can pretty well eliminate it for at least the next 5 to 10 years. And I think there's the possibility that in that time we can get to a different place in the world and with the government there where we can get a much more manageable situation. Now, could it go off kilter and go the other way? We get a regime in there that's worse than the current one. Yeah, but again, their goal is death to Israel, death to America. Well, that makes it pretty hard to negotiate. Generally speaking, somebody comes into your house, hey, I'm here to kill you and your family. Well, let's sit down and talk about this. No, you're like, no, this is not acceptable. You need to get out of my house now or I'm taking you out. This isn't... Yes. This isn't a time where, all right, can we trust you, and could we trust you to just put that gun down, and if I look the other way, will you just not harm anybody? Well, no, you can't. We're past the time.
That would be Hamas and the Palestinians is the same thing.
Yes.
Hamas is the same thing.
Yes, and to me, we're way past the time where you can have a reasonable negotiation and feel like, all right, yep, we can get somewhere here. I just don't see how that is possible with this current situation. To the phones we go. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff, 100%. We're old enough to know what happened with the regime change when Jimmy Carter, that piece of trash, flew the Ayatollah Khomeini back into Iran to implement their lunatic form of government that imprisoned the people. The people of Iran have been westernized. They hate their leadership. I mean, there are men walking around with sticks, whacking their feet, whacking them because, you know, their garb is too short or whatever. They're a bunch of sickos. So why doesn't the left support that type of regime to be overthrown? Well, I blame the conservatives more than the liberals, because that regime change could have been made a long time ago. But now you've got Kate Owens, who I like, and a bunch of other so-called conservatives that back Trump that are acting like a bunch of little stupid girls. Let me tell you something. They were spinning their centrifuge. They already said if they get a nuclear weapon, they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. That will start World War III because they're a NATO country. Now, I'm not saying regime change. Let the people do it. I don't like when we do it.
Yeah.
Tell the people the arms to do it. Like our revolution, the French helped us. They didn't get directly involved. But without the French's assistance, we'd have never had our revolution. So we need to, and I said this 30 years ago, the Republicans are a bunch of cowards. The Democrats, we know what they are. I mean, you don't even think about those cowards. Those communist creeps that want to collapse America, and they've been trying to do it for 100 years. But I'm talking about the people that care about this country that have been in power, including generals and military leaders. They love this as an excuse to engross, engage, and build the military-industrial complex. They like that kind of back and forth. Oh, they're gonna do it. Well, stop them from doing it. And why did we allow Pakistan to get a nuclear weapon? That's beyond me. And I agree with you, Jeff. We need to go in there. We don't need to send one soldier in. Take out their entire military. We know where their installations are. Take out any facility that spins centrifuges. Take them out. Eliminate that capability of building a new... Look, Israel is a tiny little country. And by the way, the word Palestinian is propaganda. That was created by Yasser Arafat. That terrorist Yasser Arafat, he created that name Palestinian. There are no Palestinians. They're Arabs. Control the language. Stop feeding into the propaganda from the news media and the schools. Because that's all it is. It's propaganda. And they own both ends of the propaganda. But I agree with you 100%. Okay. I'll listen to you on the air.
Appreciate the
thanks
the phone
for your call.
All
right. We got to take a break here.
Yep.
Folks, what do you think? Yay or nay? All right, come on. We really would love to. Somebody out there I know has opinions in the other direction. I'm just saying, have the courage to pick up the phone, join the show. That's why this is called Let's Talk, and we'll do more of that when we come back after this.
98.7 The Fox. The Fox.
Summer Splash is in the books for 2025. Frank Bendek was a winner of a beautiful barbecue grill supplied by Pam and Fisher's Market. Along with the barbecue grill, Frank also won a $100 gift card from Giant in Belfont. In addition, we had six other winners of great prizes during Summer Splash from throughout the area. Remember, as Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, we want to make summertime fun. Fun in the sun. All summer long with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
Oh, yeah, getting ready to go on vacation. A little holiday for the family for the next week. Mr. Giese will be flying solo here in studio next week, as only he can do.
Oh, God.
Phone line is open, 814-954-7266. The one thing I wish, and I'm not sure that it does all that much good when you have as disparate opinions as we have here, but I really do wish we could just get more people talking about it, like actually discussing, all right, well, this is why I think this. The Tucker Carlson Ted Cruz interview, and I use that term with air quotes, it was basically just nonstop gotcha questioning, and I just don't. I would have much rather. Hey, this. I would have rather had Tucker say, "Listen, this is," and I mean he touched on it, but it was the way he went about it. I think you could just say, "Listen, I'm really concerned about your plan here and the way we're going about this because of the history of this country and our problems in that area of the world when we try to intervene." And listen, and then let Ted Cruz, the whole, this just drives me, and it drives me crazy on my side of the aisle as well. Both sides like to do it, and then they like to post, so-and-so got him. It's okay.
Yeah.
But it would be like, do you know how many abortions are in this country? I don't. Well, then how can you take a position on abortion?
Well, because philosophically, I don't think people should have abortions. I don't think you should end a human life. Well, you don't even know what you're talking about. You don't know how many abortions there are. How many women? Well, again, you can have a position. And you know, that's another one where I wish we would have more discussion. I don't know that it's going to do any good because either, again, on one hand, you have people, you're just oppressing women. You don't want women to be able to choose what they do with their bodies. You want to suppress them, all of this. And so, and the other side, nope, I want all people to have the chance at life. And then, you know, the whole liberty and pursuit of happiness thing. And it starts with life. But we never very rarely do we actually get a discussion on that. It's just finger pointing and this and that. And it's much the same thing when you listen to any, well, there aren't discussions, any arguments or, you know, trying to present two sides of the issue. I mean, there are people, and it's a significant portion of the population that believes Israel is trying to eliminate all Palestinians, and they were Arabs, whatever. That's a good point on the language, and far too often we are ceding the language. we lose the language battle, I feel like, just on a daily basis, where we replace words or the meaning of words, and then it just gets lost and thrown into the shuffle. But if you truly believe, listen, Netanyahu is just out there trying to have Israel take over. And no matter what evidence you present, it's like, well, nope, that's what he's trying to do, and I know it. And it's much the same thing here. There is a lot of evidence. It has been presented that, yes, the centrifuges are there. They are close. Again, how close, I don't know, but getting pretty close in Iran. But there are people that just, because they've been lied to by government officials often before, or at least given inaccurate information. At the very least, information. Right. We were lied to, but inaccurate information anyway was presented as fact. It leads to this, and it is very problematic. But the whole, we've got to get away from the just. If you don't know this fact or that fact, then you can't have an opinion. How could you want to do anything about this? Our lawmakers, and yeah, I have a problem, generally speaking, with our lawmakers. I don't think it's a great group that we have assembled in Washington, D.C. But I do think there is a lot on their plate. And to expect them to be experts on every issue that they're dealing with, it's why you do need to rely, to whatever degree you can, on the quote-unquote experts. Now, what happens is when we get the experts, such as a Dr. Fauci with COVID, giving out really bad information that turns out to be really harmful, and you're trusting those guidelines, well, then now you're adding another layer. Not only can I not trust the government officials, I can't trust the people that are advising them, that are supposed to be the experts, because they're presenting stuff as fact that turns out to be absolute balderdash. It is very problematic for the citizenry trying to wade through what we should do and what side we should take. And listen, ultimately, I don't think it really matters what we think. That this isn't going to play out differently because Jeff and Scott on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox really thought they should just do this and then get out and that's the end of it. It's fine to have that opinion. Maybe that is what ends up happening. All of us, I mean, we get the elections. I get it. We have a say in that regard. But in terms of what decisions Josh Shapiro makes as governor or Donald Trump makes as president, I'm not sure how much public opinion weighs in on in situations like this. Now, some things, yes, public opinion can sway one way or the other.
All right, we'll take a break in a moment. Yeah, politics gets in the way far too often. I'm trying to think. I saw, was it yesterday? 2 days ago, a clip. Pete Hegseth is the Secretary of Defense, and he's down in D.C. at a hearing in front of a Senate committee, and Elizabeth Warren is there. Now, she's the Democrat from Massachusetts, although, frankly, seemingly everybody's a Democrat if you're in Massachusetts, but anyway, whatever. And she's questioning him, and I think, if I recall this correctly, she asks him, well, how many people live in Iran? And Mr. Hegseth says, I really don't know how many people live in Iran. Well, then how do you know what? And she launches into this, you don't know what you're talking about because you don't know how many people there are in Iran. Which is, who cares? It's like, who cares? It doesn't mean. But hey, I won. Politics.
Well, and that's the thing. So if I Google, like, I at least recognize I am not an expert on this stuff. I'm not getting intel on any of this. I'm reading through some newspaper accounts. There's a couple of folks that I listen to on the radio that and a couple of podcasts that I think are really good on international affairs in particular. But I mean, that's where I'm getting my information. It's like, well, these are people that do study it, that have, are well read on it and all of that. But I could Google, if I knew that the questions are coming, it's, okay, I can Google the population, I can find out what their main export is, what their main, produce or export. Like, you can Google that stuff, and I can get a list of 10 facts on Iran, and wow, that Ironhead really knows. Like, you think by knowing the population, their top export, maybe the top religion in the area, and the top three most populous cities. Okay, I mean, I can look that up and memorize it. And now you're going to think I'm an expert on Iran? I mean, God bless you, but I'm a knucklehead. And I mean, I might be able to memorize a few facts, but come on.
Whenever I see Hollywood celebrities in front of, like, congressional committees on whatever the subject is, I'm like, okay, why is this person here? Well, they're here because they're famous. And everybody, oh, can I get your autograph? You know, that they really don't know anything. They don't, all right? And so how often does politics get in the way here? Too often. And then hopefully, folks, the idea is we want to get answers, we want to get solutions, we want to solve problems. No, it's more, I need to win. When we come back, I'm going to talk about John Fetterman. I mean, I got something here interesting about him.
Right.
And it totally shows the problem here that we have in society today and why we desperately need to change this. I don't know how to do it. I'm not the answer man. Okay.
Yeah.
I've said many times on the show, I will never ever claim to have all the answers. I'm simply not that smart. All right. But sometimes something shows up. Let's hold that thought. We're going to take a break. If you'd like to chime in, we'll give our phone number. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox.
It pays to listen to Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Just ask Scott Burkett of Bellefonte. Scott won a beautiful hot springs hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall during the 36th annual Historic Bellefonte Cruise. A.J. Roberts asked Scott what he is going to do with his new summer toy.
I'm going to hook it up and I'm going to invite some friends.
All right. It's nice being a good friend, right?
That's it. I've already invited the owners to come on over. I will will supply him with some adult beverages.
We want to thank all our great sponsors of Summer Splash. Fisher's Market, located at the Y in Milesburg. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Maxwell Equipment, located on Shiloh Road in State College. Pam, located at 136 Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. And Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Be listening for your next opportunity of winning.
Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Lesser Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at leserlumber.com. Lesser Lumber, decks built to be legendary.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Rub it in, baby.
It officially doesn't start for another hour, but I'm already there, baby. Phone line is open. We can talk serious matters. We can talk nonsense.
We're good at
we
that.
We can combine the two.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Here. Let us get in on the act like the rest of the national media. 814-954-7266 if you wish to join the program. If you're wondering, and I know many of you are, today is, in fact, National Seashell Day. We'll celebrate a day late.
It's a what?
National Seashell Day.
Okay, we'll ring the bell, I guess, for that one.
You know, she sells seashells down by the shore. She does. As previously mentioned, it is the start of summer. It is the longest day of the year.
Actually, tomorrow might be the actual longest day.
Well,
Day. We're talking about a day.
Yeah.
Daylight.
Today is actually the longest with daylight.
for the summer.
Both of them.
So we got that going for us. It is National Hike with a Geek Day.
Who? What?
You may have some friends asking. Just letting you know. National Take Your Dog to Work Day. Oh, we missed.
Are you kidding?
We missed that opportunity.
I didn't even know
today is National Take Your Pooch to Work Day.
I could have brought Domino with
me. Yeah, we could have let Kenai and Domino get to know each other and have some fun in here. We blew it. And it's National Queen a Man Day. So go enjoy those pastries. It's like a crusty type of cake. Those French come up with all kinds of pastries. apparently, queen is from the word for butter, and a man is from the word for cake or pastry. So it's a buttery pastry cake type of thing. So
sounds yummy.
Go get a queen man today if you'd like.
See, I wasn't sure what that was the first time you said it. I'm like, it's a what?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Enjoy first official day of summer. By the way, tomorrow is National Smoothie Day.
Oh,
that's when you need to get out and
ring the bell.
Celebrate.
Okay, so I'm going to go shred my paperwork and get a smoothie.
That's right.
That's a good plan for tomorrow morning. Okay. 814-954-7266. This is actually, I got this here. It's actually 2 weeks old. Yes, it is. This is from WESA, which is a public station in the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, let's take the call before I get rolling.
All right. All right.
Let's take that call.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Howdy.
I can, my mother can verify this if she were still living. God rest her soul. I miss her terribly every day, but today's my birthday, and she could definitely vouch that that was one of her longest days.
There you go. Well, happy birthday.
Ring the bell.
Oh, now, next year, of course, is the big 40th, so enjoy your 39th birthday today.
Yeah, Jack Benny, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, indeed. What?
The 40 was 34 years ago.
Let's not get mired down on the numbers.
Shouldn't have done the math. No.
Yeah, well, as I say, I miss her every day, and I especially miss her today. But you guys have a good day.
All right. You as well.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations, all right? Yes, congratulations. All right, you get a birthday, you get a congratulations, all right? 814-954-7266, if you'd like to chime in. So this story here from WESA, which is a public station in the greater Pittsburgh area.
Yeah.
It's about John Fetterman. And again, maybe we could say there's never been a senator like this guy.
I think we could
For multiple reasons, all right? There's the whole hoodie and shorts gig, all right? Now, he and Dave McCormick, that's our two senators, did this, if you want to call it a debate, I think it was more like a discussion, up in Boston a couple of weeks ago as part of a special event, all right? And you can, if you missed this, you could do some web searching, you know, go back 2 weeks to the, you know, the wrap-ups of this event. I mean, the two guys, again, obviously McCormick is a Republican, Fetterman is a Democrat, they agreed on a number of things in this discussion, okay? And, of course, some people found fault with that. Well, no, you're not. No, that's not right. I won't say an increasing number, but a decent number of Democrats don't like Fetterman anymore. And so WESA does this story, and I guess this was after this event. And the headline says, John Fetterman says he's a Democrat because he supports abortion and LGBT rights. Is that enough? Question mark. And I'm not going to go through the whole story here, but clearly, again, Fetterman is just, for some folks on the political left, is just, he's driving them crazy. All right? That military parade last weekend. All right? Now, your two hosts here we're not in favor of doing this parade. It's like, come on, how much does this cost? Do we really need to do this? Fetterman was all for the parade. He supported the parade. Now, remember, the parade was not for Donald Trump's birthday. Okay? That was not the parade. No kings, you know, all this stuff. No. It was for the 250th anniversary of the United States Army, going back to 1775. George Washington shows up in Boston. He takes over and officially forms what was then called the Continental Army. But that is sort of the symbolic start of the United States Army. And it was the 250th anniversary. That's a big deal. All right. Again, folks, we're going to have a whole host of these over the next number of years. July 4th next year is going to be gigantic. 250th of the Declaration of Independence, even though it's actually July 2nd, not really July 4th, but then we're getting into an argument, so I don't want to go there. Okay? 250. Fetterman was in favor of the parade. Oh, what? I mean, some of the outrage! Why? All right, now I've got a quote here. This is from Fetterman. His quote, now this is from last weekend. His quote is, "This parade is comprised of our sons, daughters, mothers, and fathers, the very best of us. Regardless of your politics, it's appropriate to celebrate the 250 years of sacrifice, dedication, and service." He put that out on social media last weekend. Folks, should I read that again? And tell me where the controversy is. "This parade is comprised of our sons, daughters, mothers, and fathers, the very best of us." Yes. Yes. "Regardless of your politics, it's appropriate to celebrate the 250 years of sacrifice, dedication, and service." Yes. Yes. Why is this controversial? Now, again, somebody's listening to my voice right now. You were part of that No Kings gig last weekend. All right, fine. Your protest, fine, okay? I'm going to repeat the question. Why were you there? Why did you make a sign, probably, because seemingly every other person there had a sign.
Well, you got to have a sign.
All right, you got to have a sign. Unfortunately, some of them with the F word on them, which I will never understand. Never, ever understand this. All right, why? Why were you at that gig last weekend? Why? Did you ever think about that? Was it because, well, everybody else is going, so I'm going to show up? Okay, we're going to follow the crowd right off the cliff. All right, what's that? Lemmings. We're going to follow the lemmings right off the cliff. Why? Why were you there? Now, again, this story from WESA is fascinating. I mean, it's an interesting story. Fetterman supports Israel. He's been very adamant about that. All right. Fetterman is not for illegal immigration. We got to do something along the border. He's been very firm about that. So he's a Democrat. Again, the headline, he's a Democrat because he supports abortion and LGBT rights. Is that enough? I don't know, Mr. Ironhead. What does it mean, or what does it take? Now, granted, you and I are both Republicans. All right. We're come out. We say it. We are. We're pretty obvious. What is enough to be a Democrat today?
That is a very good question.
We shouldn't be surprised that so many people are saying, you know what, I'm independent now. I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
I'm independent now. Now, independent just means I'm nothing. I'm not part of a group.
Well.
I'm not nothing. I'm not part of a group. R group or the D group. Okay? Obviously, everybody has feelings about this, that, and the other thing. But apparently, if you're not 100% locked in, you're not a Democrat. All right? Where's our earlier caller? If you're not 100% in, you're not Republican. You're a rhino. Arr. Got a big thing in my nose. Rhino. Whatever. What does that mean? All right? Could you form a third political party here? Is that something we really, really should have at this point? Because there are a lot of disillusioned Americans saying, I don't agree with those people way over there, and I don't agree with those people way over there. I'm somewhere in the middle. I need a party. Should we have a major third political party? Yay or nay?
I'd like to have a party.
Well, you're going to. In a couple of days, you're going to have a big party.
Let's go 24-7, make it a rager, roll the kegs in, and yes, I will sign up for a third, fourth, fifth party if I can. Let's keep the party going.
That'll be your week next week. Yeah, there we go, while you're away. It's a fascinating headline. You know, okay, well, I believe in a couple of things. Well, that's not good enough. Why? All right. Now, granted, this is Fetterman. No, this is Scott. The hoodie and shorts gig is goofy. Okay, it's goofy. Now, it's interesting. I've got a picture here. All right, McCormick and Fetterman are at this event up in Boston, and they give both of the men a hoodie. They give both of them a hoodie that has a picture of a formal tie on the front of the hoodie. So, in other words, if Fetterman puts on this hoodie, at least he'll be wearing a tie. Okay, all right. I mean, again, Fetterman is I'd love to have this guy on the show. Yes, we have put a message out there, but again, with U.S. senators, they're a different breed. They just are. Good luck getting an interview with one of them, and if you can, it'll probably be a 5-minute phone call, which is essentially worthless. All right? We had Congressman Glenn Thompson in here for an hour on earlier this week, which is great. Yay! I mean, in my wildest dreams, we could never get a senator for half an hour, probably. All right? It'd be a 5 minutes. So I'm not expecting much from either of our senators. But how much is enough, and have we gone too far with this? Fetterman, you know, this headline is right. All right, he's a Democrat. Now, I don't know, maybe he should do what's her name? Karine Jean-Pierre did the other day. The former White House spokesperson is no longer a Democrat.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm an independent.
Uh-huh.
I have a book coming out this fall. Make sure you buy one.
What?
All right, that sort of thing. Now she's an independent. It's just, what is it? We'll take a break here. What does it mean to be a Democrat? Frankly, what does it mean to be a Republican? Folks, can you answer that question? Or, how would you answer that question? We'll take our break. I'll have fun before he heads out the door. I'm going to throw this to my buddy here. What does it mean to be a Republican? What does it mean to be a Democrat? All right, can you answer that question? Can you answer that question anymore today? Is it so stringent? You've got to be in order to be people like Fetterman and some other like, no, I'm not going to do that. Let's take our break. All right, we have one more segment. What do you think? All right, let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox, causing all kinds of trouble. That's what we do. All right, we'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports,
the Fox.
We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox, the Fox.
Summer Splash is in the books for 2025. Frank Pendek was a winner of a beautiful barbecue grill supplied by Pam and Fisher's Market. Along with the barbecue grill, Frank also won a $100 gift card from Giant in Belfont. In addition, we had 6 other winners of great prizes during Summer Splash from throughout the area. Remember, at Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox, we want to make summertime fun. Fun in the sun. All summer long with Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance.
Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Already there, baby.
Can't you see the sunshine?
Oh, yeah.
Now, can't you just feel the moonshine?
Oh, yeah, I feel it.
And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in the mind.
Already gone, baby.
Well, not quite.
Heading to Carolina in my mind. Already gone. It is a feeling fine. Like Carolina.
Yes, you are.
Friday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. 814-954-7266. If you want to weigh in on something as ridiculous as a Carolina vacation or something as impactful and significant as the Israeli-Iranian conflict, the phone line is there either way. Couple of quick reminders. Leser Lumber Football Classic tonight. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff at Rogers Stadium. 6:45 will be the airtime with Todd and Norm Brown. Looking forward, to the coverage of that game. So no Pirates baseball coverage tonight, as the Buccos open up that series against the Rangers at PNC Park. We will have the Saturday and Sunday games for you here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Also, the Dear Goon and I are on a 2-week hiatus, so no Goon and Ironhead show. We'll just have Fox Sports from 2 to 4 the next two Tuesdays and the next two Thursdays. So we'll be back on Tuesday, July 8th with our next edition of the Goon and Ironhead show. So just to keep you apprised of what's happening with this here radio station.
So can I get your free wings if you're gone?
You could try.
And fail.
Yeah, who knows?
Anyway, 814-954-7266. All right, you're smarter than me.
Yeah.
And now let's start with Republicans, because we're both registered Republicans. We are. What does it mean to be a Republican today? There's the question.
Yeah, I'm not a big litmus test guy.
What?
I think generally you likely, right? And it's funny because both parties like to think of themselves as we're the big tent party. We invite people, and the fact is both parties do have a lot of folks from a lot of different backgrounds and a lot of different perspectives. And I think that's okay. You know, there's a lot being made, and Republicans do it when there's a spat with the Democrats. So I get it, but there's a lot being made of this, Cruz, Carlson rift and talking over one another, and, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about.
I think as far as it goes, I wish it'd be more constructive, but I think it's healthy. I'm perfectly fine. Both parties having infighting and different perspectives on different issues. I think Republicans, generally speaking, we prefer lower taxes. We prefer less government interference. There are some specific issues that clearly the Republicans nationally stand for and Democrats nationally stand for and against in different things. And generally, I think the constituents follow suit. But there are pro-choice Republicans. There are pro-life Democrats. So it can happen even on core issues where folks think, well, that is clearly one side or the other, because maybe overall, you're like, this side still makes more sense to me. I do think a growing number of folks are like, both of these parties are kind of full of it. they seem to be in it more for themselves, meaning the elected officials, than the constituents. And that's probably unfair, because I do think there are some within government that genuinely are, I'm trying to make the country better. I want to figure out a way to improve this or improve that, and I think this could work better. I think generally speaking, Democrats want to try to make your life better by getting government more involved, more oversight, more direct impact from government. I think Republicans, generally speaking, I think less government. Let's let the people kind of the whole, you get to decide your life. And if you make poor choices and you go down that path, that's on you. But you get to decide the journey that you want to take, and we ought not be doing a lot of guiding on that. Now, that's a very general thing. Again, both sides have agreed on, we need some government oversight here or there. We don't want government oversight here or there. But a lot of separation there on how much oversight. And again, I think both sides tend to overstate what the other side wants to do. Like Republicans don't want to have no oversight, so that if you get poisoned water, comes the brakes. We don't care, and it gets portrayed that way sometimes. It is, of course, absurd, and everybody wants clean drinking water. We want air that we can safely breathe. And this is where then you get into, well, we want food that we can safely consume. Well, we want medicine that we can safely take. Can we do more to prevent things? And this is where, again, you start delving into some of this stuff and what is motivating some folks behind the scenes, and it's why we have the distrust we do across the board. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yep, the summer equinox is just about arriving here in North America. And listen, Jeff, you deserve a vacation. You work. I don't think people understand how hard you work. And Scott, and just enjoy your vacation. It's a simple answer to your question. I had a call. Look at the platform of the Republicans and look at the platform of the Democrats. If you believe in those platforms, for the most part, you're a Democrat and you're a Republican. It's real simple. Now, you have to remember, the Republican Party started to free the slaves. That was the purpose of it. The Democrats were to keep the slaves enslaved, which they still are. The majority of blacks vote to keep slavery. Even with abortion, Margaret Sanger developed Planned Parenthood out of Atlanta. Google it, for the purpose of eliminating blacks and poor people who she despised. And it works, because your abortion clinics are in the inner city, so the Democrats create the illusion they're for the people, but hate blacks and hate poor people, and wanted to keep slavery in the South. They were against the Voting Rights Act. They developed the KKK. So I can go on with the evils of the Democrat Party. Republicans typically want free enterprise and leave me to hell alone. Just get out of my way. Get out of my business. But look at the platforms. All right.
Okay, whoa. Hold on.
I'm here. Go ahead.
You have to be in 100% agreement with everything on the platform. Are you allowed to disagree with something in there? Yes or no?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I think, listen, if you can agree 80% with anybody, accept it. Your wife, your kids, yourself, because we change. I'm opposed to the death penalty because I don't trust government. I used to be for the death penalty. I don't think we should kill anything. I don't like killing animals, but I'm a hypocrite. I eat them. So, yeah, I think we can. And listen, I like Fetterman because he's one of the real Democrats that say, listen, I like social nets, and I think women should choose, even though I don't believe it. But on these issues, here's where I differ. And we used to be able to respect those differences within politicians. We don't anymore. I don't expect anybody to be hardcore because none of us are. It's right. Just now we have right. This dogma on both sides of the aisle that say, if you don't believe exactly this way,
yes,
we're out. You become an independent. That's ridiculous. If you can agree with someone 80% of the time, thank God, and just go along with it, including your wife or your husband or your kids. 80%, that's all you need.
Yeah, but for some people, that's not enough.
No, and that's where dogma comes in. That's where the true believer comes in. That's where, you know, occultism comes in. And the occult comes in, where you're that true believer that, you know, I don't believe everything I say is necessarily right. I keep my mind open as an objectivist. You have the opportunity to change my mind. I actually changed my mind on transvestites, or people in transition, using boys' and girls' bathrooms, believe it or not. I used to think that, you know, if you're transitioning and you're a male and you think you're a female, that you should use the male bathroom. Well, you'll get your butt kicked. I don't want to see anybody harmed. So who would know if you dress and act like a female and you go into the female bathroom, go into the stall, no one would be the wiser. I changed my position on that. The key is, in our republic, the founders wanted vast debate. They wanted argument. We have an adversarial system that works very slowly. That's why we're celebrating coming up 250 years. Most republics don't last beyond 250 years.
Yeah.
We should have celebrated the army. Are you kidding me? What George Washington created, I don't think he was a very good president. One of his first acts was to arrest people because of the Risky Rebellion. So the people that helped win the war were now being arrested.
Again, we got to go. Is there anybody you like besides Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, I like Thomas Jefferson. I mean, as a president, Thomas Jefferson, Reagan, and Trump. As founding fathers, many. Thomas Paine, Patrick Henry, Samuel Adams, especially Roger Sherman. And anyone who doesn't know Roger Sherman, he's probably my favorite.
Okay.
Google Roger Sherman, okay?
All right, we got to go.
Thanks for the Shermanator.
Now, frankly, a lot of folks were like, Roger Sherman? Yeah, you're going to have to look him up. Okay.
He was in the American Pie movie. They called him the Shermanator. Very, very funny character. That was great.
A lot of folks are looking. They're grabbing their phones. Roger Sherman? What, who is that? Seriously, look him up.
Yeah.
All right. He's not as famous as some of the other founding fathers.
Folks, have a great week with Mr. Giese.
Stay out of trouble, would you?
Come on. I'm making no promises, but we will do what we can. Looking forward to the family vacation down in North Carolina. And folks, have a great weekend.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox.
It